Let's start at G.W. Carver Middle School in East Waco. Science teacher Cody Jones's students are creating their own topographic maps.
Start building that on your plate.
They're squishing and molding Play-Doh into the hills and valleys those maps depict. But don't let the Play-Doh fool you. Jones says this school year's been intense, with teachers and students committed to raising G.W. Carver's test scores.
I have never had a group of kids that I could push so hard and they didn't break. I was a coach for a long time, and I pushed these kids harder than I pushed a wrestling team. I pushed them harder than I pushed a football team, and they just keep coming back.
It's a critical time for the school and its students. G.W. Carver is one of five schools in Waco the TEA has deemed Improvement Required, or IR for short, for the last 4 years. And students know what's at stake. They're engaged and focused, like 8th grader Eva Benitez.
We've been hitting it hard so we can be a good school. And it's tough. It's a tough time, but we're going to get there.
That confidence aside, it's a lot of pressure for G.W. Carver and for Waco District Superintendent Dr. Marcus Nelson. He's still in his first year on the job, but Nelson says when you look at the district's failing schools and its most successful, the achievement gaps are stark.
This school district had to force desegregation. There was a community that was not reading on grade level, and there was another community trying to get to Baylor. I'm sure it was an issue, and it still is today. It's not right.
The change, Nelson says, needs to start in the classroom. So he's planning to increase incentives for teachers at Waco ISD next year.
In the incentive plan that we proposed to TEA, the best and brightest teachers will have the opportunity to come teach at our most needy schools and make somewhere in the area of $100,000 a year.
He says he's also worked to shift Waco ISD's culture, trying to get every staff member to recognize their individual skills and think about how they can use them to help students grow. Alta Vista Elementary is another one of Waco ISD's at-risk schools. On a recent morning, 5th grade teacher Joe Spark works with a group of children who failed their STAR reading test.
Team captains, present yourself at the Emoji Queen.
Spark says she's been showing up early and staying late.
And every teacher up here does that. Our lower grade teachers have stepped in and tutored and worked with kids that in subject areas that they don't teach. And they've gone home and they've studied and they've figured out the best way to reach those kids.
Spark feels that they've done just about everything she can think to do to push Alta Vista out of the improvement required range. She even stayed behind when her husband moved to Beaumont.
I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it happen for us to get out of IR because I think we have all the tools. It is just going to take a little time.
But there isn't much of that left. Test scores will be released later in August, and any of the five schools that don't meet state standards again could technically be taken over by the state or closed. Waco ISD does have a backup plan. Last year, the Texas legislature passed a law that lets districts partner with a nonprofit to help failing schools. Waco ISD's teamed up with Prosper Waco, a community development organization. The TEA's just approved a plan that would let Prosper Waco run those schools, and that would give the district an additional 2 years to bring those campuses up to state standards. Prosper Waco's Matthew Polk says there's a lot of details still left to work out.
It would be nice to have a whole list of things for you to say, and it's going to be this, 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 and this, but we've spent the last 4 months just navigating this developing, evolving process of how this whole thing even works.
The group and Waco ISD now have summer break to assess what needs to be done next.
Nobody involved here in Waco thinks this is the ideal process, but it is what it is. And so it's going to be a very intensive, you know, 2 or 3 months to get some things in place for August.
This is, of course, all contingent on if any of the five at-risk Waco schools fail. For teachers, students, and Superintendent Nelson, they're still hoping their hard work will pay off. For KWBU, I'm Will Burney.